Welcome to the SoberQ podcast.
Hi, my name is Taylor and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is March 19th, 2019. The question I have to speak about today is, how is our drinking different from the average drinker? Almost every time I drank, when I was in my active addiction, I blacked out. The way it was different was that I had no control over it. Once I started to drink, I couldn't stop. Sometimes I would have that magic night where I would always say, oh, I only had 6 beers, and my life didn't fall apart. And even though looking back now, 6 beers is still kind of a lot. I would have that night and feel like an average drinker, but really I don't think the average drinker celebrates having 6 beers and not burning their lives down. I remember sitting with my friends at bars and breweries and parties and watching them painfully drink their drinks. Like, it would take them forever to drink. I could drink a whole pint of beer in the time it took them to drink maybe half a cocktail. What I know now is that this is the allergy and the obsession that alcoholics have, where we take one drink and we just have no control. We don't know what's going to come of it. We don't know when we're going to stop or how we're going to stop. And often what that resulted in for me was blackouts and putting my life at risk, hurting other people, hurting myself, being unreliable, not showing up for work, even though I had every intention to just have one drink and then go to work the next day. I'd be off and either would be sick at work or would not be able to go in, would go on a bender for 3 days. Like, there was just no controlling it. And then the obsession was, for me, thinking about other people's drinking, watching them drink, not understanding how they could be so slow. But then it turned into the sort of insanity and the repetitive pattern I would put myself in, where I would just say, oh, tonight's going to be different. Tonight I'll only have one. And, you know, I used to save the tabs of either cans of beer or the caps of bottles of beer to try and count how many drinks I'd had. So then the next morning, the idea was, is I would wake up, reach into my pocket and have like X number of beer can tabs or beer bottle caps. And then I would know how many drinks I'd had, but that never worked out. I would wake up with one in my pocket and have no memory of the night before. The other thing I used to do was try to bring people down with me. So average drinkers, I would surround myself with average drinkers and I would try to bring them down to my level and keep the party going. And I never wanted to be alone, and nobody could keep up with me, and nobody wanted to. They would get sick and stop, or they would have a couple and go home. And I was never that person. I could never do that. I'm so grateful to be sober today. I'm grateful for this opportunity to be of service. And I just wish everyone another 24 hours of sobriety. Thank you.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the SoberQ podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.